Greetings from the voice of Allan Kardec.
And welcome from the voice of the spirits.
We are here again to take you on another small journey through The Spirits book by Allan Kardec. Today we will start The Law of Equality, covering natural equality, question 803, then the inequality of aptitudes, questions 804 to 805, and finish with social inequalities, questions 806 to 807.
Enjoy.
Question 803. Are all people equal before God?
Yes, all tend towards the same goal. God has made the divine laws for everybody. You often say the sun shines the same on everyone, and you thereby state a greater and more general truth than you might think.
Author's remarks for question 803. All are subject to the same laws of nature. All are born with the same fragility. All are subject to the same sufferings. The bodies of the rich decompose like the bodies of the poor. Therefore, God has not granted a natural superiority to anyone, either by birth or by death. All are equal before God. Question 804. Why hasn't God endowed everyone with the same aptitudes?
God has created all spirits equal, but each one of them has lived over a longer or shorter amount of time and has consequently developed more or fewer aptitudes. The difference lies in the degree of experience and volition, their free will, by which some advance more rapidly, endowing them a wide range of aptitudes. A medley of aptitudes is necessary so that all may contribute to the designs of Providence within the limits of the development of their physical and intellectual powers. What one cannot do, another does, and so all end up having their useful function. Furthermore, since all worlds are united in solidarity, it is necessary for the inhabitants of more highly evolved worlds, most of which were created well before yours, to come and live here in order to set an example for you.
Refer to question number 361. Question 805. In passing from a more evolved world to a lesser one, does the spirit keep all its acquired faculties intact?
Yes, we have already told you that the spirit who has progressed cannot regress. In its spirit state, it may choose a coarser envelope or a more precarious position than the previous one, but always to serve it as a lesson and to help it progress.
Refer to question number 180. Author's remarks for question 805. Thus, the diversity of aptitudes among individuals is not related to the innermost nature of their creation, but to the degree of perfection they have reached as spirits. God has not, therefore, created an inequality of faculties, but has permitted the different degrees of development to remain in contact with one another so that the more advanced may help the more backward to progress, and also so that in needing one another, all persons may understand the law of charity that should unite them. Question 806. Is the inequality of social conditions a law of nature?
No, it is the work of humankind, not of God.
Sub-question 806. Will this inequality disappear someday?
Only God's laws are eternal. Don't you see inequities disappearing little by little every day? They are destined to disappear together with the predominance of pride and selfishness, leaving only the different levels of merit. A day will come when the members of the great family of God's children will no longer regard themselves as being of pure or less pure blood, because only the spirit is pure or less pure, and such does not depend on social position.
Question 807. What about those who abuse the superiority of their social position by oppressing the weak for their own gain?
They are to be lamented, those wretched beings. They will be oppressed in their turn, and they will be reborn into an existence in which they will suffer everything they caused others to suffer.
Refer to question number 684.